Hey guys, thanks for checking out this episode. Today I'm talking about my mental health struggles and how I overcame them. So I know it's a little bit of a taboo topic, especially in the men's realm. So that's why I wanted to talk about it and broach the topic. So I'm going to talk about anxiety, depression, social anxiety, and what will people think of me. So we'll get into anxiety first. So I'd say the first time this ever became apparent to me, before I get into this, need to say that most people don't know they have anxiety, or they wouldn't classify it as anxiety. I didn't understand what this was until someone else explained this to me, a counselor. But I was training this pro soccer player. It was actually the first one I ever trained. His name is Scott Neville, and I was doing a preseason prep program for like 8 weeks with him. I was so nervous, so anxious about like fucking it up and doing a good job with this guy that it like literally made me sick. I'd vomit before he would come and train with me at my gym at the time. And it was like, it got really intense. Like I would just like feel sick during the session because I was so worried that I was going to like mess this session up. I guess that's a good thing because like, you know how much someone would care about that. Then I used to get this all the time when I first transitioned from like small group training to larger group training in 20, you know, like 12 to 18 people in a session. I was like, what would they think of me? What if I mess up the class? What if someone gets injured? Which is like constantly like just, you know, doomsdaying the worst possible scenario in my head about what could go wrong in that situation. And like these were probably like a year apart. At that time, I didn't know where it had come from and what the cause had been from it. But like, you know, after a few years, I did identify that as like anxiety around that. So the way I dealt with this anxiety and the way I do now is I write it down. So I'll write down exactly how I'm feeling. The issue is when you just let shit swirl in your head so much that it just becomes a problem. A lot of people don't get out a pen and paper and just simply write it down. Like, what is the situation? Well, I'm nervous about training this pro athlete. What's the pros if it goes well, and what are the cons if it goes badly? So I write down pros and cons and everything I'm feeling about the specific situation that I'm feeling anxious about. And you need to identify what anxiety is for you. I'm not here to tell you what that is. I need you to identify that for yourself. Then the second tactic I use to deal with anxiety in specific situations is to visualize being past the event. So for this example of me training Scott Neville, you know, it was on a Saturday morning at 8 a.m. I'd visualize Sunday morning at 8 a.m. and like how it felt if I would successfully do the session or train him and everything went well. So, you know, Scott would be stoked. He'd tell his friends. I'd get more referrals. Everything would be fine. And then I'd visualize if it went bad. And the thing is, when you visualize if it actually goes bad, it's not as bad as you think it's going to be. It's always way less doomsday than, you know, like the world melting, you injuring a $1 million athlete, like all those types of things. So it's never as bad. And the thing you need to do here is just get it out of your head. Next up, we'll talk depression. I think it's probably more common these days than you think. For me, I probably only had this twice. Was bad. Was the first one was post breakup of my longest relationship that I had. I think I was really cut up about it. I didn't really realize at the time, but I didn't speak to another girl for 8 months, and I think I was like 20 at the time. So not speaking to a girl for 8 months at 20 years old is quite a lot. It was just like really dark days, like tired all the time, didn't want to speak to anyone, didn't want to talk to anyone. It was just a rough time. And then the second one was post-COVID. So we had that huge lockdown. Well, not huge, it wasn't huge for us, but 9 weeks, and then we had to do a price rise at the gym. And I remember like members were going crazy about it. My phone was blowing up consistently. Throughout the whole period, people were like sending nasty messages, nasty emails, you know, saying nasty things online. And that was a time where you're like, I'm trying literally as hard as I can with this situation, like putting my best foot forward, and it's still not good enough. And that kind of led me into a bit of a spiral there. Both those times were, you know, probably equally as bad. It just felt like terrible. But the way I deal with these things now is I think about like the polarity of the universe. So every good time has an equal and opposite bad time, and every bad time has an equal and opposite good time. It's good to know that when you're having a really shit time in life or in a situation, good times are on the other side of this. And I think like the point here is you need to develop consciousness around what are the good times and what are the bad times. You need to enjoy the good times for the good times. And you need to know that when you're in the deep bad times, that good times are coming. It's just the always ups and downs. It's everything equals out. So you think about it, like another context is like a hangover, where like being drunk is, you know, can be the absolute greatest. And then for the absolute high of being drunk and having the best time ever, you're going to have an equal low bad time the next day with a hangover. The hangover is the complete polar opposite to the high of being drunk. And once you kind of understand that, that like everything has a price and there are bad times that are associated with good times, kind of changes your outlook on that and everything. It's just developing consciousness. So we'll talk social anxiety. For me, when I had social anxiety, it was post like the partying days. So I'd say for me, the partying days were heavy partying days, if you know what I mean, wink, wink. 23 to 25, where you're going out, getting fucked up like a lot, 3-4 times a week. And then all your experiences and interactions with people besides work are like in a fucked up state. So you don't really know what you're saying or doing. And it's all kind of like a little bit jumbled. And then you stop partying and then you're still going out, but just not to the same degree. And you kind of just start like overthinking, like, am I saying the right things? Am I talking to people? Is this different when you're not drunk? Like, are you still having the same amount of fun? How are people viewing me? Is it weird that I'm not like fucked up? I'm not on drugs. I'm not drinking alcohol. Like, you know, all these things you start thinking about, and it becomes like a little bit uncomfortable to be out in social situations because you're so used to it being fucked up. So how I dealt with this one is I would start small. I'd probably just like start going out for coffees with friends, catching up for dinner. You know, slowly going to events where there are more and more people. And they kind of build into it just like you would like a gym program. Getting out there and just going full send and getting out to a nightclub sober is not the most comfortable thing. And obviously a lot of people don't do that for a reason. But, you know, starting small and then building up into this is the key with social anxiety. And then last one, I think most people can agree with, what will people think of me? And that's online and in person. Is this huge, like, not anxiety, but like thought and like maybe negative feelings about like what people think of me in certain situations. So for me, this is started in school. I remember in grade school, like early school, pre-primary, and then high school a little bit, I had a German heritage and I would get bullied quite a bit. People would call me Hitler and it was like the cool thing to call me Hitler at school. I probably got called it like 10 times on occasion, but from that point, I still remember, like, oh my God, do people actually think I'm Hitler? Or like, you know, what do you think of me? That really started. And then one time, I remember this, I think it was year 9, some kid called me Hitler and I broke his nose and his friend. And yeah, like they called the cops on me. I got expelled, all the things. But from that point, no one called me Hitler again. So maybe that's a way to deal with bullies. Another like situation here, he's a diamond hair blonde, still do, funny enough. Got like trolled and bullied for that badly, and then I get trolled online still constantly. I remember a couple of years ago I got like super in shape. I was pretty lean, like 10%, and I put up my like before and after photos on Instagram, and I had like a couple of dudes, they messaged me and they're like, you're still fat, you look like shit, you know, like why would you put that online, you're meant to be a coach and you're like out of shape. So I think like those experiences really sit with you, and then you start like overthinking and overanalyzing everything you put online. But how I dealt with this was I would realize that people would see me from their tiny point, their viewpoint. And I guess that just comes down to like consciousness, is understanding what people are going through, why they're saying certain things, and what the motive is behind them saying certain things. And the other thing you need to realize about consciousness and what people think about you is what they don't like about you is what they don't like about themselves. The faults they see in you are the faults they see in themselves. So people are going to point that out. Someone says, I'm looking a little bit fat, it's because they think they're a little bit fat. If someone says, you're a bit of a cunt, like in this certain situation, it's because they recognize that certain situation in themselves. So you need to not take these things personally. So anxiety, write it down. Visualize it being past the event. event, depression, understand that it is the polarity of the universe. There are like chemical things that go wrong here, but if it's like a situational depression, in my point of view, like you need to understand that things are going to be okay and you're going to come out of this. Social anxiety, start small, do uncomfortable things, and then slowly build up. And then just caring what people think about you is just, you need to understand that it's from their tiny viewpoint. What they don't like about you is what they don't like about themselves. Let me know if you got some value from this podcast, a little bit different than my regular podcast talking about mental health, but I think it's an important topic to broach and talk about with you.